won't pretend. I won't pretend. I won't pretend. I don't want to be something I'm not, not, not. No. You can't make me do that. Okay. That's very nice. The now I want to show you guys something. This may be interesting to you. It may not be. But and I'll show you in reverse. I have to start it where I'm starting it, and then I'll show you in reverse the overall. Okay? And you'll know what I'm talking about if you pay attention. What you're looking at there is where I went to first grade. That's Annunciation School in Arcadia. This is a satellite picture. This is awesome because I found this map, this full satellite map that's 3D online. And it is of the Los Angeles, of the entire United States. But I intended on just showing you guys where I live now and the fucked up weather we've been having this summer. This is Longdon Avenue. Now, if you travel down the street, and I actually did walk home once when I was in the first grade. My mother turned around and saw me in the doorway and went, "What the hell?" She said, "What the fuck are you doing here, Philip?" She goes, "Oh, excuse me. Pardon my language." Anyway, there's where I went to school. First grade. This was our little play field. There's a baseball diamond here, too. But what there used to be next door to this, and it's gone now, was Altadena Dairy. And you could smell the cow shit. I think it was right in here. You could smell the fucking cow shit when you went onto the field to play. Not that that was unhealthy, I don't think, but or maybe it was. But then you go down Longdon Avenue, go down Longdon Avenue, go down Longdon Avenue. And there's a bunch of streets here. I could probably make this a little quicker. I'll show you the house that my parents bought in Arcadia when I was born. Here is a wash, what we call the wash, flood control channel. You see this bridge? It didn't used to be there. When I was a, I don't know, 4, 5, 6-year-old boy, you had to drive down through the wash. So the bridge wasn't there. You let the road depressed here, and you drove through, sometimes flooding waters. And one day, it was pretty bad. It had been a rainy season, lots of flooding cars, and some of the neighborhood kids had taken it upon themselves, neighborhood teenagers, I mean, had taken it upon themselves to guide the traffic through this. They were, helping people through this flooded area. And I walked down to see all the big kids, and I sat on a wall here someplace, and my father found me there and was not very happy with me, but it was still worthwhile. Probably scared the shit out of my parents. This is 8th Avenue here, if I'm not mistaken. Now, one street over, I'm going to take you down 7th Avenue, where the street we lived on when I was born. This is 7th Avenue, Arcadia, California. Look at this. Of course, the cars are different slightly. Now, how do I go down the street? Oh, I see. A little more treed than it was when I was a kid. Keep going down the street. Keep going down the street. Let's see, where are we? Okay, keep going down the street. We'll get to my house here in a second. We'll get there. God, I don't recognize a lot of these houses. Am I on the right street? Yeah. This is what they call the mansionizing of Arcadia. This house right here, give you an example. The people of Arcadia, like, what are you talking about, man? We have one-story houses here in big lots, and people would come in from God knows where. And anyway, here's another one. Look at that. Now, if the streets are the way that they were, there we are, coming up on my house. This corner here, this is 7th Place, this is 7th Avenue, and this corner here is where I caught the bus to go to kindergarten. Ellen Gale, who is now Ellen Rasmussen. Ellen, if I don't even know if she's watching, but she was my first neighborhood friend, lived at this house here. Father used to call me Filippio. Hey, Filippio, how you doing? This was the house that probably my best friends in the world lived in. Three girls, Shelley, Vicky, and Kim Weimer, the Weimer family. He was a Navy veteran. And, you know, all the guys that were veterans, they were WW2 guys. And then next door, this house here, I'll get up the street a little bit so you can see. This is the house that my folks bought here. This is it here. Can we see it? Yeah. This was our home on 7th Avenue. There used to be a tree here. There were two palm trees, enormous palm trees, that the current owner or one of the previous owners had torn out. And I mean, they went high in the air. Whoops, excuse me. This gate's brand new. But pretty much the house is the same. There's the detached garage. Then there's an entire backyard area here, which I have no doubt probably somebody put a pool in. It wasn't, for us, it was just a big play area. I rarely went there, though. I played directly behind the house. I think they told us to. They didn't want us scooting around behind the garage and doing shit where they couldn't see us. That's 7th Avenue Arcadia. Now, let's do this so you can see, so you get some context is what I'm thinking of doing. Okay. So I will back away, and a high above 7th Avenue we go. There's 7th Place. I remember all these people that lived. There's a guy here, Mr. Bagley. And no, it isn't what you think. He was a great guy. He had a train set. He had these trains that he loved. And every Saturday, the kids in the neighborhood would go over and watch the trains. And I knew he had two daughters, and we knew everybody. So nowadays, of course, it seems creepy. Back then, everything was good. I mean, it probably would be good today. But what I'm saying is, probably back then, there were people taking advantage of that. I guess I was really lucky. All right, so as we... This is the middle of Arcadia, California, founded by Lucky Baldwin in the 19th century. And we keep going back and back. There's some reservoirs here in the Whittier Narrows. And back and back, 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 back. Here's the San Gabriel Mountains now that you're seeing. There's the 210 freeway. When we moved up here. I lived in Sierra Madre up here in my adult years. And we go up. And we go up. Now we begin to see the shape of Los Angeles. Here's L.A. right here. Pasadena, Arcadia. And down here, Long Beach. And now you see the coastline of California and eventually the whole damn U.S. of A. Now, to show you today, this is what I wanted to show you. Here's L.A. I live on this stretch of coast here, Port Wayne, Amy Ventura, and Oxnard is right in between the two. This is all sunny. All here, sunshine, sunshine, sunshine. But then when you get right past that little curve there, this is all socked in, cloudy, and shitty looking. And it was that way today until about 5 p.m. Pacific. It's been the worst goddamn summer in the history of goddamn summers that I can goddamn think about. So right here behind me, this is a beautiful day. We took this, as you know, 6 years ago. It's time to update our blue screen. In fact, I think it's gotten a little cloudy today. I think it's changed. There's some clouds out there, man. I used to be able to see those islands. I can't see them. But anyway, isn't that interesting? I thought this was a cool map. Very cool map. There's a bunch of other places I lived I could show you, but maybe I will, you know, in due time, but that was a little 7th Avenue. That was a little Arcadia. Here is the Mount Wilson Observatory. Am I right about that? No. What is that? Mount San Antonio. Oh, wow. Okay, we're way down the mountain range. My brother went to Mount SAC Junior College. There's a Mount San Antonio College, I think, in Texas. Right? And it's a 4-year regular college. We have a Mount SAC, we call Mount SAC out here. That's a it's a community college. We had Citrus College, we had Mount SAC, Pasadena City College, Pierce. And on Friday nights, Channel 13 would have college football. Well, yeah, technically, it was the JCs. It was junior college football. It was California, whatever conference they were in. But college football here on Channel 13. Hi, everybody. So-and-so. And we got college action here. Yeah, you okay. That was pretty cool, though. We were always looking for the team we rooted for was PCC, Pasadena City College. PCC had shitty fucking football teams. They had shitty, but they might have had a good baseball. But what the fuck? The guys are there for 2 fucking years. How good can you be, you know? What is it, like a junior college powerhouse out there somewhere? Yeah, we seem to get the athletes, man. All 2 years, man. And so here's the San Gabriel Mountains. I can't find. Mount Wilson is the highest peak above us when I was growing up. You'd see Mount Wilson right up there. And anyway, that was where we would drive. We would go there if it snowed. It wouldn't snow in the flatlands, but it snowed there. So we'd get in our cars before school, literally, and make the drive to Mount Wilson, which took about an hour, maybe 45. I can't remember now. You go up Angeles Crest Highway. We'd get a bunch of snow, stick it in the back of some guy's truck or in the trunk of some guy's car, drive it all the fucking way back down to the school and have snowball fights. You know, hey, it's snow. Yeah, psh, you know, where'd you get it? Up there in the fucking mountain. You know, let's drive and get some more. We had to drive and go get the snow. It's pretty funny. It was fun growing up in California. It wasn't anything that you heard. It was a lot of normal people here, man. A lot more normal people than you want to think. I don't know. People form their own opinions. But those were nice days. Those are good times. Angeles National Forest. That's it. Right here. So all through here, Angeles National Forest. This is where we used to have a lot of fires, too. A lot of goddamn fires. And these mountains would extend. Then the Santa Monica Mountains. And what you're looking at here, am I right about this? Yeah. The Channel Islands here, are these a channel? I don't know what I'm looking at. Yeah. These Channel Islands, which are right off of where I live, along Port Hueneme here, these Channel Islands are an extension of the Santa Monica Mountains. So in other words, the mountains go along, we're underwater now. So these are the peaks of the Santa Monica Mountains. And this is a great collection of islands. A lot of marine mammals. Why do I keep missing that word? Marine mammals. Especially on this island here, San Miguel. Lots of elephant seals. Lots of sea lions. Lots of seals. A lot of great marine mammal life that needs to be protected. And is. And even though they have did have camping out here, it really pissed me off when they shut the camping down. I have no idea why they did. I have no idea. Their campgrounds are over here. And the whole reason you go to San Miguel is to hike this coastal area to look at the marine mammals, which is generally in this area, if I'm not mistaken. And the Navy shut it down. And their reason was, they said there's unexploded ordnance over there. What are you fucking talking? I don't know when the last time they practiced target practice on San Miguel Island, but I don't fucking know. Kind of pissed me off, because I wanted to go there and go camping, but hey, you snooze, you lose, man. You snooze, you lose. This is Anacapa, right here, little Anacapa. This is bitchin' here. Lots of sea lions, and then where's the rock formation where they like to hang out? Oh, can't find it now, but. Really cool. And also on those islands, you can find Chumash Indian. There's a Chumash Indian garbage dump. And basically what it is just a big pile of petrified, fossilized, whatever, seashells. It's where they threw their fucking shells after they ate whatever they were eating. It was a big ass garbage dump. There was a shipwreck in the 1850s. Whenever they had steam power, and a steam-powered ship had gone all the way around the tip of South America from maybe New York, came all the fucking up the way the coast of South America, all the way up the coast of Mexico. Now it's beginning its final journey, destination San Francisco. And through a very thick fog, they ran aground here. And very interesting stories from that time. The ship's captain said he saw smoke from the mainland, which most likely were Chumash people, native people. And he saw some lights, but they were aided by, not only, I believe they were aided by the Navy or whatever passed for a Coast Guard then or something. I'm not exactly sure how you signaled for help in those days, probably with some sort of a smoke signal of some kind, maybe, I don't know. Well, you get on the radio, right? Yeah. But they were that's where they wrecked, and they were heading up the coast here to San Francisco, which is right there. All right, I'm done with this. I'm going to fuck with this. I'll play with this thing all night long. That's what she said. All right. Watching the Mariners play. What happened to the fucking UNLV game? I had a UNLV football game on. Whatever. It looked interesting to me. What is this shit that I'm watching? Is this golf? Get the fuck out of here. There's Tiger. Are they replaying this? I haven't followed at all, man. I really got to reposition that camera. Root Sports. Oh, they still got the UNLV game on. Okay, sports fans. I took a fucking pain pill last night because you remember when I separated my shoulder? For whatever reason, I don't know how this happened, but I pinched a nerve in my back. I could tell something was wrong because I had pain in the shoulder. Next thing you know is I had a pinched nerve in my back. It was driving me nuts. So I put my arm in a sling, and that alleviated it. Boy, I tell you what, slings are fantastic. I put my arm in a sling, but I couldn't sleep still. It alleviated the pain sitting up when I fell down, when I laid down. So I took a pain pill, and it just zonked me, man, and I didn't like it. I don't like it. I don't like the hangover from those goddamn things, so I will rethink my pain pill. I got an anti-inflammatory that I should have taken. Makes me dingy as shit. I don't know how anybody can take that shit, you know, like on a regular basis. Makes me dingier than shit. I can't see, and plus it's depressing. You know, maybe it's my personal biochemistry. I get fucking depressed and dingy as fuck. I don't know what's going on, so I just want to shine that on. All right. Frank Gray. That is Frank Gray's Law. This is Frank Gray's Law. What did they call it? Frank Gray's Law Files or some shit. I'll meet you in the morning. How do you do? Hey, where is it? It's not here. I thought I retweeted it. That's ridiculous. Frank Gray's Law Report. All right. The how do you do by the river. You know me in the morning. How about if I do that? I got myself smoking a joint. Oh my God, that's it. When you sit down by the river. Justin Rose, 17 under. The BMW Championship in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Third round. This is Sunday. I don't know, man. Oh, this is just outside of what? Pittsburgh? It looks like they're just outside of some big city. Is that Philly? The FedEx Cup playoffs. Yeah. All right, the Frank Gray Law Report. Let me just see what we've got in store for ourselves here. And, okay. What? Okay. Now, Newton Pelfrey was a guy.
This is the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen, man.
Hysterical.
I
know me in the morning with a how do you do. By the river. Newton Belfry. Newton Pelfrey was employed by the Rollo, Rollo's Balloon Outlet. Are you kidding me, man? Holy Christ. God. How do you do? Come on, let's go, man. It's fucking hot as motherfucking hell. Go, Daddy. There we go. I need to get some music for Frank Gray's Law Report. Let me see what's it going to be. Pomp and Circumstance seems good to me. Let's see if we got that, man. I think we do. I think Frank should get so, you know, he's like, fuck this.
Now, listen, I came on this program because you said that you'd, and Margaret told me.
Well, what about it?
Well, what about, look, I don't want to sit here like a monkey staring back at 25 people. I don't want to sit here like a monkey waiting for peanuts, okay? Like a monkey with my you know, crossing my legs and pretending like I'm smoking a cigarette.
You know, doesn't it strike anybody as weird that the President of the United States colors the American flag, putting blue stripes on it? Yeah, I understand you're trying to get kids to be creative, but it's the flag. You know, hey, kids, here's how to color the flag. Does anybody, you know... I think it's because he doesn't have any emotional life, so he disconnects from emotion. He just goes and does stuff that he sees other people do that he thinks looks normal, but he doesn't get that there's feeling behind it. Look up psychopaths. And by the way, Geraldo Rivera, what is your fucking story, man? One day you're sucking Trump off. The next day you're upset and worried about shit that's going on that he's doing. Are you dumb? Just take a look at the guy. Put two and two together, man. I loved Geraldo during the hurricane coverage. He was at his best. In my opinion, he can do all of his little special reports, but he's a great on-site fucking reporter of news. And during the Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, he was phenomenal. He had the cameraman, come on, get up here. He almost had the cameraman standing in the fucking water. I mean, you know, it could have been dangerous, and I'm sure it probably was, but he was intent on getting the shot, getting the story, getting right into the middle of it, man. 6,000 views. I don't get it, man. All right. What I'm looking for here is beds, and I believe we got pomp and circumstance down here. Phil Hendry Show presents the Frank Gray Law Report with Frank Gray.
Thank you. And
good to have you, Frank. And I thought this would be an opportunity to hear about some of the more unusual cases that you've dealt with and to see how you, as a lawyer, have gone about, not prosecuting, but defending.
Well, I'm an entertainment attorney. I'm not really a criminal defense attorney, but there are some legal cases that I find fascinating, and I brought one to your attention because back when I was practicing criminal law.
Okay. All right, so we don't need that, right? Jesus Christ. Fucking heat. Massive storm. Florence turns toward the East Coast. Dallas officer charged. Was she arrested? Yeah, no kidding, man. All right, man. Oh, God, that's right. It's 2 days before 9/11. Well, let's see. Testing 1, 2, 3. Blah, 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 blah. Where's our? Okay. Hello.
This is Margaret Gray, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And Frank Gray is with us. Frank, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. And now, is Hendry there? Is she going to be coming in
Oh, Phil's here.
I'm right here, Frank. I just thought Margaret would...
Oh, you had him introduce it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just as, because we're family.
Oh, okay, I understand.
So here, then, is Frank Gray.
What about the...
Daddy had a music, too.
Yeah, I told Dickman to get his act together and give me...
All right, here we go. Right, man, okay, right. Groovy. Folks, you know, if you like this show, and I'm assuming that you do like this show because like 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks running, I've been asking you, you know, do you like this show?
Well, you haven't asked. You've been...
Yeah, you've been placing it as a hypothetical. Okay. If you like this show, you need to check out CarCast, the longest running automotive podcast in the history of man on this planet, I guess, right?
I don't know, Phil.
All right, well, let's do this all over again. Hey, folks, you know, if you like this show, if you like the show, I got another show I think you're going to like. You need to check out CarCast, the longest-running automotive podcast. CarCast is a twice-weekly automotive show hosted by Adam Carolla, wrestling superstar Bill Goldberg, and Matt the moderator, DeAndrea. Folks, if you like this show, I got another show I think you're going to like. It is CarCast. This is the longest-running automotive podcast. CarCast is a twice-weekly automotive show hosted by Adam Carolla, wrestling superstar Bill Goldberg, and Matt the Motorator DeAndrea. It's the only show of its kind that explores all aspects of the automotive space form. What? Oh. Folks, if you like this show, I got one more show I think you're going to like. Just one more show I think you're going to like, and that is... The longest running